Buenos dias from Durham. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 11th of December, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. Kicking things off, an update from our last show on Thursday the 4th, Spain, Ireland, the Netherlands, and Slovenia officially announced boycotts of the Eurovision Song Contest after the European Broadcasting Union said that Israel will be allowed to compete in 2026. Countries have continually argued that Israel's participation is unacceptable amid the war in Gaza and unfair voting practices, allegedly. Several countries, including Norway, Denmark, Germany, and the United Kingdom, say they will take part, while others, such as Belgium and Iceland, remain undecided. Supporters of Israel's participation argue that maintaining presence protects public service media independence, whatever that means, as well as Eurovision's commitment to cultural exchange, while critics believe that Israel's government's actions in Gaza are inexcusable. Meanwhile, on Wednesday the 10th, Teresa Perramato Martín officially assumed the position of Attorney General after taking her oath before King Felipe VI in a ceremony at the Palacio de la Zarzuela in the outskirts of Madrid. Her appointment follows the departure of Álvaro García Ortiz, who was removed for at least 2 years by the Supreme Court for disclosing confidential information, a ruling that has had significant institutional repercussions. Cybersecurity news. On Tuesday the 9th, Spanish police arrested a 19-year-old from Igualada near Barcelona for stealing 64 million private data records from 9 different companies, including energy and insurance firms. Stolen information included names, ID numbers, phone numbers, emails, and even IBAN bank codes that were meant to be sold on hacker forums. According to investigators, the suspect had dropped out of an IT vocational course because he was bored and used 6 accounts and 5 aliases to market the data. The investigation began in June when authorities learned multiple companies had been breached. During the arrest, police seized several devices containing additional stolen material from universities and cryptocurrency wallets. In Catalonia on Tuesday the 9th, professional association Elite Taxi organized a strike, causing major disruptions. Hundreds of taxi drivers blocked key roads for 3 hours mid-morning, aiming to pressure the Catalan parliament to actually enforce the reduction of the number of ride-hailing licenses permitted, which would affect companies like Uber. Tito Alvarez, Elite Taxi's leader, threatened an indefinite strike if the law is not approved by March, while other taxi associations distanced themselves from the protest. Elite says nearly all its taxis in Catalonia, including airport services, were stopped. Both Elite and Uber have filed complaints with the Catalan Competition Authority, accusing each other of market manipulation and coordinated boycotts. Speaking of protests, doctors across the country staged a 4-day national strike from Tuesday the 9th to Friday the 12th. Spanish Confederation of Medical Unions and Andalusian Medical Union organized the protests, which targeted government reforms, since unions argue they undervalue doctors' training, responsibility, and workload. They are also demanding better working hours, fair pay for on-call shifts, and an end to forced relocations. Hospitals and health centers across Spain participated, with emergency and critical services functioning under minimum service requirements. Keeping with health, new report from the Ministry of Health released on Wednesday the 10th reveals a major shift towards private management within the public healthcare system. Ministry warns that what was once an exceptional measure to support the public system's private support has become structural, diverting public funds into for-profit companies. According to the report, regions like Catalonia and Navarra rely the most on private infrastructure. Monica Garcia, Spain's health minister, announced a new public management law on Wednesday for early 2026 to curb public-private partnerships and protect the system, citing the Torrejón de Ardoz hospital scandal near Madrid, where leaked audio allegedly showed managers manipulating waiting lists for profit. From curbing costs to coughing, as flu cases in Spain are rising just 2 weeks before Christmas, with several regions already exceeding peak levels seen in the last 3 years. Madrid has reached 275 cases per 100,000 people, far above previous winter heights, while Aragon in the northeast has declared a level 2 epidemic risk in all provinces. Regional governments are strengthening preventive measures, but health officials are urging the public to take precautions as holiday gatherings approach. Next up, another health update, but now it's animals. Spanish authorities continue to investigate an African swine fever outbreak near Barcelona and are examining whether the virus may have leaked from a research laboratory. It seems the issue is bigger than first predicted last week. 13 infected wild boars have been found since the 28th of November, triggering an urgent containment effort to protect Spain's 8 billion euro pork export industry. While initial theories suggest a wild boar ingested contaminated imported food, the Agriculture Ministry opened a new inquiry after determining the detected strain does not match those circulating in other EU countries. On Sunday the 7th, Salvador Illa, president of Catalonia, ordered an audit of five nearby facilities that handle the virus, stressing that the hypothesis of it coming from a research laboratory hasn't been confirmed yet. Up north in the Basque Country, this week, news outlet El País released a great article about Bilbao's successful program to preserve its small traditional businesses, such as the city's last handmade umbrella shop. Program, which has supported over 700 businesses over the last few years, connects retiring owners with entrepreneurs, often migrants, who continue operations while introducing innovations and digital tools. The innovation preserves both the commercial activity and specialized knowledge accumulated over decades. Check out the full article in Spanish in the link in the show notes. On Monday the 8th, Benissa, a town of 12,000 people in the province of Alicante in the south, was named Spain's most innovative tourist destination at the 2025 Smart Travel News Awards for its smart tourism model. The town combines a well-preserved medieval center, scenic coastal coast, strong sustainability focus, making it a standout in the Costa Blanca destinations. Its success is driven by the municipal smart office and tourist intelligence system, which monitors over 600 data indicators in real time. This data allows authorities to manage visitor flows, reduce town congestion, and optimize resources. Last summer, congestion at coves dropped by 27%, water use in tourist accommodations fell by 18%, and visits to the historic center increased by 22%. We've got some tragic news from the Canary Islands, the southernmost region of the country. On Sunday the 7th, a powerful wave swept a group of swimmers out of a popular seawater pool on the island of Tenerife, killing four people and leaving one missing. The incident occurred in the Isla Cangrejo pool on Los Gitanes coast, an area known for drawing tourists, but also for hazardous conditions during rough seas. Local media reported that a rough sea advisory was in effect and that the pool had been closed since the 3rd of December. Some swimmers had ignored signs and fencing. Residents say the low-lying pool is extremely dangerous when waves go over the top of the sea barrier. On Sunday, rescue teams recovered three bodies using jet skis and helicopters, while the fourth victim, a woman who had initially been airlifted to a hospital, died on Monday the 8th. And finally, Spain's Christmas markets are a highlight of the festive season. So where's the best, according to news outlet Spanish News Today? In Madrid, the iconic Plaza Mayor market, running from the 27th of November to New Year's Eve, features over 100 stalls operated by local businesses, ornaments, treats, seasonal items, while Sevilla hosts a distinctive nativity scene fair until Christmas Eve with handcrafted nativity figures drawing collectors and enthusiasts. Christmas markets pop up across towns in Spain during this period, so be sure to support your local one and tick off those stocking stuffers. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Our new very cool t-shirts are out. Check them out in the show notes link. Hasta la próxima.